Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, along with Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Busy, busy show lined up over the next 3 hours. This morning, Randy Cross, former 49ers offensive lineman, former 49ers great on the show in an hour. Get his thoughts on the Niners and the Eagles. Adam Chernoff, longtime friend of this show, very good on the NFL, betting it, handicapping the sport in 90 minutes. Why the move on the Chiefs? Why did they get down on the Chiefs +2.5? I think we kind of know that answer now, but he'll explain that whole process coming up. Thomas Gable, Borgata Racing Sportsbook Director back in Atlantic City in 2 hours. And we'll get into KC Bengals with Seren Petro, Sports Talk Radio host in KC, later on in the show. And we have plenty of time, and we've done this all week anyway, discussing these two games. We'll get into them for sure. But Pauly, we did have some news on the coaching front yesterday. I would call this a mild upset, at least, where Frank Reich was named the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. I thought the signs were pointing in the direction of Steve Wilks. He doesn't get the gig. They're going to go with Frank Reich, who, how much blame do you pin on him for what happened in Indianapolis? I'm not so sure he had that, you know, when Ballard came out this year and he said, look, I made a mistake by trying to bring in all these recycled quarterbacks. I don't think you can really blame Reich for that idea. And you knew that he was going to get another gig at some point, and he did.
Well, I would have gone with Wilks, and you're right. The signs pointed to Wilks, and it's just more fuel for his lawsuit and the Flores lawsuit as well. So a bit of a surprise. I know there was internet conjecture that his daughter was hired, I think January 9th, which it's like, how early did they know? Did they really go through these interviews thinking, it's a tough call, I don't know. But a bit of a surprise. But certainly I was shocked and pleasantly surprised by the jobs Wilks did after trading McCaffrey and making all those trades and no quarterback and to go 6-6 and almost come back and win the division.
Yeah. And the players made it a point to say that I think they kind of wanted him to get the job.
Yeah.
Right? And if this team lands a quarterback, a decent quarterback in the offseason, they could do it via the draft, obviously. But if they get a decent quarterback in as a vet, the Panthers should be favored to win that division next year. I mean, if they didn't screw it up early on this season and give away some of those games, they would have won it this year.
Yeah.
Buccaneers would have missed out on the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty decent roster, and we realize that even after they traded Christian McCaffrey. So I would call that a mild upset. And then you had the news with the Jets where they decided to go with Nathaniel Hackett as their OC. Connect the dots all you want. Makes a lot of sense when you try to do so, and then you tie that into Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, saying we're going to get a proven quarterback in the offseason. Well, okay then.
Well, the only reason to do this is if you get Rodgers. This doesn't make any sense because the guy's not a good coordinator to begin with. And like Sala said, well, you know, whatever. You don't want to judge a guy by his every stop and his entire body of work. You know, whatever that was in Denver, he said. It was an unmitigated disaster.
I actually think
it was.
That's the best way to put it.
Yeah,
whatever
right.
That was in Denver.
That's the quote he said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, what, because you know Rodgers? Because you know, I cannot believe they did this. I'm also surprised he took the job. Because why would you take the job unless you know who your quarterback's going to be? Because this is, I mean, if this fails in New York, is he going to get another job? And what's that going to look like for the rest of his career coming off back-to-back dumpster fires?
I mean, there is a lot of stank, right, emanating from Nathaniel Hackett, and he needs to get that smell off of him. And if they don't get a proven quarterback this season, how it's not going to go well for them. Salah, his nose is just stuffed into the defensive playbook. That's all he is, through and through. And you have to have an offensive coordinator and a good quarterback to actually win on that side of the ball. Salah has no idea what he's doing offensively. He leaves it up to everybody else.
Well, you're not taking the job for Zach Wilson. So what veteran, what did they promise you about who they're looking at and who they think they could get?
Yeah,
is it Denver part two? Well, here, we'll hire this guy and maybe we can get Rodgers.
Yeah, do you think Nathaniel Hackett and Robert Salah are going to develop Zach Wilson? There is like, I'll call it a non-zero chance of happening, but it's close to 0% that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and this tweet sums it up. I mean, this is all you need to know, right? Hackett was so good in Green Bay. Okay, really? His yards per play and offensive touchdowns per game as an NFL offensive coordinator. What a tweet here from at late round quarterback. In 2013, 29th and 25th. Pretty much the same in 2014. In 2016, 26th and 23rd. That improved to 11th and 9th overall in 2017, and it dropped in 2018 to 30th and 32nd, bottom barrel of the league. Oh, he gets Aaron Rodgers. All of a sudden, 17th in yards per play, 11th in touchdowns, 2nd and 1st in the pandemic year, 8th and 7th, the 2 years that Aaron Rodgers won the MVP.
Oh, my God.
So if he doesn't have a good quarterback, or if the quarterback's not Aaron Rodgers, you're going to go out there and get 4.3 yards per play, 5.6 yards per attempt passing, and Wilson's going to be a dumpster fire. So there's got to be, they have to know something, right?
Well, this good old boy network, too. You know, Wright gets another shot. Bieniemy can't get one. You have this guy getting another job. He was just one of the worst jobs you're ever going to see, what he did in Denver. And so he gets another OC job because he knows Rodgers, because he knows people around the league. All this is hey, let's hire my buddy now. I mean, if they don't get Rodgers, and who knows the chances what that is, but if they don't get Rodgers, like, why did we hire this guy? I can tell you what this is going to look like in September.
Yeah, right. If they don't, or Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, okay.
I'm looking at the odds right now at DraftKings. Lamar Jackson to go the Jets' next quarterback. Jackson's a shorter shot on the board right now, plus 250. This team is a quarterback away from really doing damage next year.
Yeah, but just the retreads, though. And you just put the same guys in. It's like, you were the OC here. You fail as a head coach. Back to an OC.
Look at that. He would look pretty good in a Jets uniform.
Yeah. But do you trust Hackett getting the best out of him, too?
That's a good question.
I guess maybe Lamar will run his own show, but it's no creativity with Hackett. The crowd's chanting the play clock in Denver. He was so out of it and over his head, right?
Whatever that was in Denver.
In time. Yeah, that's what he said. I know. He's right. I mean, you couldn't even get the play in time, how bad that was. And he was out to lunch from the get-go on the Monday night game, what he was doing. Try the field goal, go for it, whatever. I mean, it was simple X's and O's and simple decisions he couldn't manage.
It's amazing. We could tell, I mean, everybody could, right? You could tell right away by week two, week three, this guy's in way over his head.
That's right.
Okay, here's Robert Salah talking about Hackett's hiring.
But Nathaniel, he's one of the great strengths is that he is a West Coast West Coast guy with regards to scheme. So there's going to be some continuity there. He's got a proven history of being able to develop a heck of a run game in every stop that he's ever been in. He's got a proven track record of tremendous relationships with all the quarterbacks that he's ever worked with. And he's gotten great head-to-head success with all the quarterbacks that he's worked with. So there's a lot of strengths with him. His commitment to complementary football, the experience, the innovative, he's an innovative teacher. He's got he's got a laundry list of stuff that we're all really, really excited about.
Oh, so he's just going to make stuff up right in front of the New York media?
Oh, he's keep shoveling.
He's got a great track record with whatever quarterback he's worked with. Yeah. No, actually, we just ran down everything, and he doesn't. It was Aaron Rodgers who made Nathaniel Hackett look like a good offensive coordinator.
You already have a running game. Work on the passing game.
Yes.
You have a running game. You're getting a haul back. That wasn't the problem.
Oh, boy.
You know, you could be another dumpster fire could be in Indianapolis, too. Irsay's number one choice for head coach remains Saturday. Others in the Colts front office prefer different candidates. Saturday presented his staff choices during his second interview. Irsay has not sat in on most interviews. Jim's daughter, Carly, has been sitting in a head coach candidate meetings as well. Ballard has been leading the search and will be present and will present his input of each candidate to Irsay before Irsay makes the final call. So it's, well, you know, this could be much ado about nothing.
Yeah, no,
they're going to interview all these guys, and Ursa's like, I'm sticking with Saturday.
No, and people are now removing their names from the list. They're like,
He's not even showing up to these two.
Yeah, they realize that going to work for that owner is probably not a good idea for their career.
Oh, my.
And so that's why we said a couple of weeks ago, it might be worth your time to take at least a pizza money bet on Saturday when he was 15-1 to remain the head coach of the Colts. Why not? Because you don't know how Ursa's going to operate. He could be wild enough to just say, yeah, I'm good with my guy. I like Jeff Saturday.
It's a $1 billion operation. You can't sit in on a couple interviews?
Wild to me, man.
And you could just overrule the GM, which he does most of the time anyways?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, let's do this. But they were all over the place with the quarterback decisions, too.
Sure.
Ryan's in, Ryan's out. Ellinger's in, now it's going to be this guy. Say, Ryan's out, now it's back to him. Now it's...
Yeah. And I'm looking, by the way, at the updated odds board for a couple of different job openings. Again, DraftKings here. Arizona, next head coach. Brian Flores, -125, defensive coach.
Yeah.
Sean Payton's +150, offensive. He's not taking the Arizona job. Then it goes Vance Joseph, D'Amico Ryans, Shane Bowen, defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, defensive coordinator, Aaron Glenn, defensive coordinator. You're Arizona. I know you had Cliff Kingsbury, but you're going to completely flip it now and go hardcore defense. And look at the teams, by the way. This is a growing trend in the NFL. Teams with offensive-minded coaches. In the quarterfinals, 7 of the 8 teams had an offensive-minded coach. The one team who did not, Sean McDermott, the Bills, ugly performance. Now, was that all him? I look at the Texans' odds. Gannon, Ryans, Steichen's an OC, mm-hmm. Kafka OC, Payton. Then it goes Brian Callahan, Aaron Glenn's on the list. Again, at the very top, though, if you're Houston, you want... Like, Lovie Smith is defensive. You want to go bring
in a quarterback.
You have to get a quarterback in Houston and have an offensive guy to work with that person. So, all right, football fans, conference championship games are set for this weekend. And it is time to check out Bet Rivers. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing their exclusive Bet Rivers squares this weekend. Place a $10 or more bet in qualifying bets and you get a square on the house. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you then win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. Paulie will run down all the betting action from last night and win some, lose some coming up next. Oh my, the upsets that were popping across the board, specifically in hockey. Some big ones came in. Details coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
How about the Knicks? 3-1 on the money line. Surprised the Celtics. Blew a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter, but pulled it out in overtime. Brown misses some big free throws and a big win for the Knicks. Pistons plus 275. Surprised the Nets. Cavs Rockets under 223 down to 216.5. Easy winner. Here's what Mitch was talking about in hockey. The late game, Chicago plus 320. Anaheim plus 320. Both won on the road. Chicago in Calgary and Anaheim in Colorado. Colorado going to make the playoffs?
Oh, wow.
I don't know about that.
They've had so many injuries this year.
Yeah. Cal Davis from 5 up to 8.5. No problem with Cal State Bakersfield. And Louisiana Tech UAB under 152 down to 147.5. Florida Atlantic won again. It's like 19 in a row.
That game was on TV last night.
21-1. You're going to win like 28, 29 games, you look at it. Yeah, absolutely. Great job. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, watch the show. As always, VSiN.com. Couple lose some Knicks. Celtics under 226.5 down to 220. Purdue, Michigan under 139.5 down to 135.5. Arizona State over against Washington 139 up to 144.5. Those are all no good. Lose some. Duquesne is now looking at their security in light of the prank with the Uber Eats guy with the McDonald's. It looks like he just walks in and he's mic'd up, obviously, TikTok nonsense. But the guy walks in, walks around, walks out. No one says a word. Like, what are we doing? So they're now taking a hard look at security and how they have to do a better job in light of the prank and the stunt.
First of all, shame on us because we didn't want to buy into that idea.
Well, I didn't know he was mic'd up.
Our producer, Dustin, called it right away. He's like, something's fishy about this.
Yes.
And here's my problem. I'm a little old, I think. I don't use TikTok that much. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not top of mind for me every single day. Now it is. Now, every single thing that happens, like this dude running on the court in Duquesne, my first thought is going to be, oh, it's TikTok.
TikTok now. TikTok, all right.
All right, they're making a video, yeah.
They asked the Duquesne coach, strangest thing you've ever seen? He said, it's up there, but when I was at Eastern Michigan, our fans delivered ice cream to the opposing coach. Had ice cream delivered to him while the game was going on.
While the game was going on.
He said, this might top it. Oh, corner three, guy runs on the floor. How about some videos? Watch these, VSiN Pro, as always. You want to see these tweets and videos. Look at this. Look how tiny this girl is. Pro eater. It's the 5-pound chimichanga challenge in Phoenix, where we'll be in a couple weeks. Let's give it a shot. I mean, it's about a minute video where she puts the whole thing down, 5 pounds of the chimichanga, and then licks the plate clean at the end. Look at her. She's got to be like 790 pounds.
Do I have to look at this?
Oh, she puts it down no problem, though, Mitch. See, and even at the end.
It's disgusting.
I clean the plate. There you go. Wow.
No, you guys can go ahead and try that.
Oh,
I'm out.
How sick would you be?
They used to have a 6-pound burrito challenge here in Las
Vegas.
Yeah,
they did. Yeah. Yeah.
No, and I love burritos. That thing is, you know, 2 bites in, you're like, okay, this is ridiculous.
Right. Let's stay with the food. Zach Greinke, curious fellow, against Chipotle. And Zach Greinke makes a ton of cash, and he's done very well in his career. I like the guac, but I don't love the guac. So I get it when I feel like it, and they changed their guac from $1.50 to $1.80. $1.50 is pretty darn high. But to go to $1.80, I'll never get guac again. It's not about the guac itself. I don't want to let them win.
Well,
the 30 cents.
Paul, you have to live by a set of principles, right? I actually went and looked last night. Do you have any idea how much Zach Greinke has made in his career?
Oh.
Just throw out any number.
275.
You're almost right on the money.
Yeah?
It's almost $300 million.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's about 277.
But the 30 cents for the extra guac.
But this guy.
He's a nut.
Of course he is, yeah.
Remember, when he was with the Dodgers, they clinched the division title in San Francisco. He comes on the field with his girl, wife, whatever, and he got a cabbage patch doll.
Right. Hey, we're celebrating with our family.
No.
Right.
Apparently, this guy is a gem. A real treat, this guy. Oh, my God, the 30 cents. Sure. And how about this one? I like the Connor Hughes tweet here. Hackett could be sitting on a beach with Hans Gruber, collecting millions for the next 4 years. So you're telling me he signed on for the pressure of being the OC with the Jets without knowing who his quarterback is? He's going to damage his career and tarnish his rep to coach Wilson, Tannehill, or a Jimmy G?
Well, he can't tarnish his reputation any more than it already is.
Oh,
No, he can't.
But if this doesn't go well, who's going to hire him?
For what?
I'm saying you're not going to be like an OC again, right?
He got a job pretty damn quickly this offseason.
No, I'm saying if this doesn't go well, to the Connor Hughes tweet. I mean, say, like, why not just hang out, collect your money, and now you're going to come back like that after how bad it was in Denver and how bad Wilson looked, and now it could be bad in New York and you're going to feel the media pressure with maybe a below-average quarterback?
Yeah, look, Nathaniel Hackett probably could not live with himself if he took time off. Because he has to know deep down. I mean, he does. I mean, let's be honest here. He knows how brutal it was for him last year and how bad of a head coach he was. That's tough to go to sleep at night, you know, still, after you've been fired. I don't care who you are.
Couple bad beats. Arizona was laying 5.5. They missed a wide-open dunk, up 7 with 10 seconds. And then Washington State hit a 3 at the buzzer. It fell 4. And Knicks Celtics under. It was 102-89 with 8 minutes left. Again, the Knicks blow it. It goes to overtime where the game goes over. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
Okay, so a couple of tweets that we got discussing the head coaching moves in the first segment. Coach T says, I cannot wait to watch the Jets' end-of-game management with these two coaching together, meaning Robert Saleh and Nathaniel Hackett as the OC. And this is from Tripp, and he's exactly right. As a bettor, you should be salivating at the opportunity to exploit Jeff Saturday as the Colts head coach.
Yeah.
Could present some tasty betting opportunities to fade Indy in 2023, no doubt, like there were this past season.
We already did. They were so bad in the fourth quarter.
Yep. And one more on Hackett. I actually hope Hackett works with the Jets and he lands another head coaching job. Because we saw how bad it went for him in less than 1 year with Denver. Paul, how many opportunities did you have last year against Denver in like 13, 14 games with him as the head coach, whatever it was? Couldn't make the full year. That would happen again. And if it works out as the OC, and it did with Aaron Rodgers, didn't with other guys before that, but if it works out again, I've always said this, there's nothing wrong with being a really good offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator. It doesn't always mean you're going to be a good head coach. The people that we saw try multiple, like Norv Turner, he was an awesome offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
One of the worst head coaches we've seen in 30 years. Wade Phillips, great defensively.
Yeah.
Terrible head coach.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being the best of the best when it comes to being an OC or a DC. Just don't dabble in the head coaching department.
Yeah. This is a bad hire. I mean, and several people tweeted, and again, people who work in that market, unless it gets you Rodgers, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, what if it does?
It does. If it gets you Rodgers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then it's an amazing hire.
Yeah. Sure. You're right. You are contenders.
Now, I was looking at Super Bowl future odds for next year. The Jets are between 25 and 45 to 1.
It took a little money yesterday, right?
Yep.
People connecting the dots, but if that'll happen.
I grabbed some 45 to 1 on the Jets yesterday.
Okay.
And... now, how about this? I heard John Murray, who is a sportsbook director over at the Westgate, he told a story on a podcast this week. You have to be careful what you're betting. And he pointed out the year the Broncos beat the Panthers in the Super Bowl, they had a customer come up the week of the game, and he bet the Broncos to win the Super Bowl the following year. after the Broncos beat the Panthers, that person came up to the cage and said, yeah, I want to cash my ticket. And they said, well, no, you made a bet for next year's Super Bowl. It says it right there. We have the full board up on the, no, no, this is not a winner. That guy took the Westgate
to gaming.
No. So
it's like a scam.
Of course.
They did it on purpose. Well,
you have to be that out of your mind. That, yes.
You bet the following year and you didn't know it?
Right. And every team is on the board when it's during the Super Bowl week and you're like, hey, I have a winner here. Oh, you're not going to cash this? Well, I'll see you in Nevada Gaming then. So just be careful with what you're betting. Yeah. Okay. You know, I shouldn't even have to say that. But I listened to that story and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, the bettor has a responsibility. You know what the hell he's doing?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't read your mind here. And what you want.
That was...
Once you walk away from the window, that's action.
It is.
Even if the ticket writer makes a mistake, which is unfortunate, it happens, that's action.
It is.
If you walk away from the window and you come back an hour late, oh, I wanted this, I wanted... You can't, then it's chaos. Oh, I wanted this. I mean, and then the line moves and forget about it.
I was floored when I heard him relay that story. I shouldn't be, because people are animals.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, if you want to get in touch with the show, the email is ftm@vsin.com, ftm for follow the money at vsin.com, on Twitter at vsinlive, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Pauly Howard. We'll get into the games coming up next that we have on Championship Sunday. A lot of talk about the Eagles and 49ers defenses going into this game. How about we take some time to point out who they actually played this year and run down the list of quarterbacks and what their numbers look like throughout the entire regular season, because I got news for you. It's not pretty. That's coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Looking for an edge this weekend? We have you covered at VSiN. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Intro offer only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to the recap of every play, every host, every guest, the betting splits, the deep dive betting reports, limited time offer. Get up there now. Limited time, $9.99. Sign up today, VSiN.com/subscribe.
The NFC title game on Sunday should be an absolute brawl. Both teams with really good offensive lines and superior defensive lines. The Eagles, Paulie, led the league in sacks this year. They had 70. The next closest team had 55.
Oh, yeah.
Their adjusted sack rate was by far and away number one in the entire league. The adjusted sack rate for San Francisco, pretty much middle of the pack, and they had 44 sacks on defense the first time. Here, I'm a little bit concerned for the Niners' offensive line, though, taking on that front for the Eagles. If you go back and look at this past game against the Cowboys, well, they had 20 pressures as a team on Brock Purdy. Micah Parsons had 8 on his own.
Yeah.
And that defensive line was swarming pretty much the entire game for the Cowboys. Eagles are better.
Yes. I really like the Eagles in this game, especially how San Francisco struggled against the Dallas defense and couldn't run the ball and the issues they had on offense. And the fact that they're 15-1 when Hurts starts. And they've been the best team in the league. And they're at home. And now it's a guy making his first career playoff start on the road. And only his third road start. And then Paul Charchian came on yesterday. And that really put me over the top. About this is not going to go well Sunday for Purdy. And how Philadelphia has shut down opposing quarterbacks in the yardage. And Danny Dimes, 130 yards. Dalton, 200 yards. Fields, 150. Danny Dimes again, 160. Tannehill, 140. Aaron Rodgers, 140. Matt Ryan, 200. Heinicke, 200. Mills, 150. Pickett, 190. Kirk Cousins, 220. Goff, 215. Wentz, 211. It's ridiculous what they've done. So I don't think they're going to play, but McCaffrey and Mitchell are banged up, especially McCaffrey. I don't think they'll have success on the ground.
Oh,
and
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I
okay,
do.
Okay, then they have, I don't trust Purdy against this defense, and the numbers just say, look at his prop in the 216 range, that maybe he goes for 175 yards, and does he turn it over? And do they also put him on his butt a few times with this ferocious pass rush?
Now, I know that McCaffrey, Mitchell, like you said, not practicing, but if they're healthy, And I think they're going to sprinkle in Deebo Samuel as well, running the ball. And we got a really good tweet from Brian pointing out the blueprint here to beat the Eagles is what the Redskins and Saints did to them. And when you look, go back and look at those two games individually, that's exactly what they did. They beat up the Eagles with their running game, and it was time of possession. Yeah. The Commanders, this was Philly's first loss of the year. Right. The Commanders,
that was a fluke, though, too. But
what was?
Yeah, the Washington game.
Oh, they were clearly the better team that night.
They had injuries, and they also turned the ball over. I mean, that was...
But they held the ball for 40 minutes.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. But go ahead.
So they had the ball for 40 minutes and 24 seconds in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They had 25 to 18 first downs. They had 152 yards rushing to 94 for the Eagles. And this was the key. On third downs, Washington was 12 of 21. Philadelphia could not get Washington off the field. The Saints game, week 17, this was a Minshew game, but this is also coming on the heels of him throwing for 355 yards against the Cowboys. Saints had the ball for 37 minutes, 19 to 11 first downs, rushing yards, 130 to 67. Third down, Saints were 7 of 16, Eagles 3 of 12. That's the blueprint. That's what the Niners can do in order to win this game. Now, that's easier said than done. Will they be able to pull it off? Potentially, no. But again, you were running down the quarterbacks that they played.
Yep.
The schedule here was very easy for both teams. I mean, look at the Eagles' quarterbacks overall in the year and where they ranked on an EPA per pass basis. They played Prescott twice, Danny Jones twice, Dalton, Fields, Tannehill, Matt Ryan, Heinicke, Mills, Pickett, Cooper Rush. So they played five quarterbacks who ranked 35th or worse in EPA per play, and two quarterbacks ranked inside the top 10 the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going all the way back to weeks 1 and 4. The two best quarterbacks they played this year on an EPA per pass basis. Jared Goff, that was week 1. Trevor Lawrence was like week 4.
You could look at this and say whoever wins Sunday night is winning the Super Bowl. This is a hell of a team, but I am here for the NFC stunk discussion.
That's
absolutely
exactly. And
I can go Brady, bad team. Rodgers, bad team. List goes on and on. It's Dallas, disappointing, and the schedule that they faced. Now, the other thing, when you looked at, okay, well, they played Jones and the Giants. Well, that's a playoff team, though. I mean, Minnesota, yeah, they were frauds. Well, that's a playoff team. Detroit, well, 9 wins. Jacksonville, that's a playoff team. And Lawrence kept turning the ball over. But it was an easy schedule, and they did face below-average quarterbacks through most of this, as did the 49ers.
They did.
It's tough because you got a team that's hot, won 12 in a row, and I got the best team in the league that's 15-1 when this guy plays. But it has been an easy schedule for both.
Here you go with the 49ers opposing quarterbacks on the year. Uh-huh. Geno 3 times. Prescott, David Blau was sprinkled in there. Stidham, Heinicke and Wentz, Brady, Dalton, McCoy, Herbert, who did not, you know, rate extremely high with certain metrics. Stafford was terrible. Mariota, Mayfield, Wilson, and Fields. They played 7 quarterbacks ranked 30th or worse. 2 quarterbacks ranked inside the top 5, Mahomes and Tua. Mahomes killed them. 25 of 34 for 423 and 3 touchdowns. Tua, they had that 75-yard touchdown to begin the game.
Yeah.
He finished for 295 and 2 touchdowns and 2 INTs. So
yeah,
they controlled him after that long touchdown.
Yeah. Well, it's a nasty. I'm still, they've had a couple bad moments. The performance out here against Stidham, again, getting beat repeatedly with the long ball. But it's a number one defense, and you're giving up 16 points per game.
Yeah.
And the other thing, as we've talked about, and it happened again last week, you know, unlike Peyton Manning, like you said, whatever Ryan's is doing at halftime, incredible. These halftime adjustments, you can't score on them in the second half. What they did against Seattle, what they did against Dallas, and what they've done going back since that Chiefs game. You aren't getting a damn thing in the second half against this team. So the first quarter and first half is very important for Philly, and we'll also see if Purdy does turn the ball over because he's going to give you opportunities. And again, we disagree on this, but I think they'll contain the rushing attack, and then it becomes a Purdy game, and I don't think it's going to go well. And I was very concerned with how they struggled to move the ball against Dallas after what we've seen teams do late in the season against Dallas and success they've had.
I can't wait to watch this game again. Yeah. They're going to be so physical against each other. Here's Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni talking about how this game is going to be won in the trenches.
I've been taught from very young that it's O-line, D-line, O-line, D-line, O-line, D-line, O-line, D-line. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's my son's peewee game. It doesn't matter if it's a high school game. It doesn't matter if it's a college game. It doesn't matter if it's a pro game. The O-line, D-line wins games, and it sets the tone. And we got a great defensive line. We got a great offensive line. And not only do we have these pieces in place there, we also understand that we have backups and we have rotations and guys ready to step in and make plays and guys that have stepped in to make plays. And but we also know this about San Francisco. They got a great O-line and D-line. And that's, you know, you get to the NFC Championship game, that's what it's going to look like. I haven't looked at Cincinnati or Kansas City, but I'm assuming it's similar traits.
Yeah, both these teams have done a hell of a job putting together their rosters. Now, the crowd angle, It's a great email from Ryan, ftm@vsin.com. In the last couple of years, the Philly Police Department has had undercover highway patrol, and he said in parentheses, bad mofos, and detectives placed in the crowd wearing other teams' gear to try and cut down on the fan-on-fan nonsense. They get arrested, thrown out of the game, and banned from the stadium for life. Part of the reason I will never sell my tickets, if I sell to some mouth breather who starts some stuff, they revoke the license of the season ticket holder. That's great information.
Very good.
It's a great job there by Philly inside that stadium, too, to do that.
Yep. Everything running all this down as well. I can't believe the total, and it's gone up.
It's going, yeah.
46 and a half? It can be a high-scoring game? With everything we're running down? The other thing is Sunday's going to be special. Number one, going back, it's the first time since 97 that two championship games have had spreads below 3. It's the sixth time ever all four teams have 12-plus wins. And again, you have San Francisco 12 wins in a row, Cincinnati 10 wins in a row. Kansas City's won 11 of 12. They're 15-3. Their losses are by 3, 4, and 3. And oh, by the way, Philly's 15-1 when Hurts starts. So, I mean, the big boys are coming out here on Sunday. Going to be great, a great Sunday and a great Super Bowl, hopefully.
I think the point spread is going to flash to Eagles minus 3.
Concur.
I don't know how long it stays. My guess is maybe a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But books will go to 3 at some point. So if you're holding out to bet the 49ers, just wait. Be patient. Reading the tea leaves, you will have an opportunity, I believe. And in fact, look at this. I'm looking at the South Point right now. They have Philadelphia minus 3. So yeah, it'll show. It'll show if you want it.
Hurts takes care of the ball, they'll win. San Francisco's been great at takeaways, number one in interceptions. Hello, Dak Prescott again last week.
Yep.
They forced at least 2 turnovers in 8 of their last 10 games. If the Eagles take care of the ball, I think they're going to win this game and probably win the Super Bowl.
We'll hit some props coming up next. Highest and lowest scoring teams of the weekend. And some more numbers in the AFC title game. The Bengals have been phenomenal when they play elite quarterbacks. Wait until you hear these numbers coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
It's here, Sunday, Championship Sunday. Time to check out Bet Rivers and the Squares. Bet $10 on the game, you get a free square, and you can win up to 10 grand in bonus money. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com. Do the Eagles have success on the ground against San Francisco? Sirianni's right about O-line, D-line, and then what? You know, here comes Sanders, here comes Gainwell, and Hurts. Now, he ran it 9 times against the Giants. I know you like the prop under, but did they have success on the ground against San Francisco? Or does it become a game where Hurts has to go through the air and hit Brown and Smith and Goddard?
I think it's so difficult to beat this 49ers team on the ground. Second fewest rushing yards on the season allowed on a game-by-game basis, and number two overall in DVOA. They are beasts up front as well. I know that Sirianni was talking about rotating guys on the defensive line. Niners can do the same thing. Fred Warner is an outstanding linebacker. He can be all over the field, and they have other talent as well. I think the Eagles, this is going to be more of Hurts in the air, and I'm looking to play like for first touchdown, anytime touchdown props. I'm looking at Watkins. I'm looking at Zach Pascal, maybe. And then certainly like what A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith can do in this game too.
Yeah, take shots down the field. You have to, because it's happened time and time again this year against San Francisco. The other thing, they beat up the Giants. They beat up Danny Dimes, the 5 sacks, the 70 on the season. Shut down the rushing attack. But the other thing, I've heard this for over 2 weeks now, and I can't take it anymore. If he didn't win the MVP, he's right there with Mahomes. Give Hurts some credit. I mean, 22 touchdowns passing and 13 rushing yards.
Well, who's not giving him credit, though, at this point?
A lot of people.
A lot of people are not.
A lot of people.
They're refusing to
even to admit he's a good quarterback and not submitting they were wrong for what they said before the season.
No,
last year was last year. The guy took a big step up this year and was the likely MVP before the injury. Again, they're 15-1. Come on.
Oh, so what you're saying is people are afraid to admit that they're wrong.
Correct.
Boy, does that drive me nuts.
Such as the result would have been if the quarterbacks changed teams last week. Doesn't matter. Still, you know, if you put Danny Dimes on the Eagles, they win. I mean, it's ridiculous.
They would have been
some of the stuff.
The Eagles still win the game 38-7 if Danny Jones is quarterbacking and not Jalen Hurts.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's some of the stuff you have to deal with.
Why do people do this? What are we doing here?
I don't know. I will ask you this, and you have some great numbers coming up. I thought about this last night. Can you imagine if the Chiefs lose this game? Now, it appears he's healthy and good to go. Eric Bieniemy, I want what he's taking, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
If they lose this game at home again, you're getting into Atlanta Braves territory a little bit. You would go 5 straight AFC title games and have 1 Super Bowl to show for it? And then Burrow would beat you for the 4th time? And Burrowhead and all this? And I mean,
Paulie,
you've got to win this game if you're the Chiefs. You can't just, you're really getting into Buffalo Bills of like, guys, what are we doing here? You know what I'm saying? 5 straight AFC title games and only 1 Super Bowl to show for it if you go down and at home?
I warned Chiefs fans on Tuesday of this week. I said, if they don't win it, hello, Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
That's my example. Again, if you go back.
Yeah, Rodgers Favre, yeah.
Go back 12 years ago again. My example would be when Rodgers won the Super Bowl. If you could reverse time at the end of that game, and if you could make a number on how many Super Bowl appearances Green Bay would make in the next decade,
yeah,
the number would have been a minimum 1.5.
Absolutely. Now, Paul Charchian's from Minnesota. The Vikings have lost 6 straight NFC title games, but a lot of those have been on the road and tough losses. Here, you blow a 21-3 lead last year. You're favored again. We have a bet on where this line's going to close. But you can't keep blowing these games and these opportunities, which you might say, well, we got Mahomes, we're good. But it also
speaks to how difficult it is to win a championship. And also what Tom Brady did is never going to happen again. That run that, you know, he had, obviously.
Right.
So I was watching some film analysis for this game yesterday. And tip of the cap to Benjamin Solak, who broke this down, had some great numbers. The Bengals, when you go back, because they played Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in 2021. And don't forget, Rodgers won the MVP back-to-back years. So the Bengals, since that game, they've played five what you would call great or elite quarterbacks. Rodgers, Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Allen, and Mahomes. Eight games we're talking about. They've allowed an EPA per dropback, which means expected points added by the quarterback per dropback. The number is -0.03. And as Solak said, that's the equivalent of Mac Jones this year in the Patriots offense.
Oh.
So the Bengals defense in those eight games, it's been like facing Mac Jones, and we're talking about Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Herbert, and Rodgers.
Yep.
That's absolutely incredible. And that's eight games we're talking about. That's half a football season.
Yep. Lou's been great, too, with the halftime adjustments in the second half defense,
for sure,
too. And blitzing, and you don't know where it's coming from. And this one's tough because you don't know how compromised he's going to be, although he appears to be good to go, and it's much ado about nothing. Kaplan Williams didn't practice. Doesn't look good for them. And it comes down to the Kansas City pass rush. Number two in sacks and number one in quarterback hits. What does Jones do? And do they put heat on Burrow? And is this the game where they miss this banged up offensive line after what they did against Buffalo and it looked so easy?
Mm-hmm. Some other numbers with Zach Taylor as the head coach. 2019-2020, the turnaround here with the Bengals. Their road record was 114-1. The last 2 years on the road, 13-6. The turnover differential on the road, 2019 and 2020, -21. Last 2 years, +14. So this is a hawk and animal again. They are road warriors. Andy Reid, head coach of the Chiefs. The biggest storyline going into this game, the health of Patrick Mahomes. So how did Pat look in practice?
Yeah, he did a nice job. Felt good today, so did the walkthrough. He's on track.
Yeah. He's on track.
Yeah.
Saw other video from the practice yesterday. I will say when Mahomes is lightly jogging, looks pretty good.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Mahomes. We talked about the numbers this week. Here you go with the video for those of you watching the show. Well, he's doing that's the Russell Wilson high-stepping on the airplane right there.
Here's the jog. Here comes the jog off the field.
He knew.
Yeah.
Mahomes knew the cameras were on. There you go. The little spin, huh? Foxtrot. He's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Uh-huh. It looks fine, right?
Yeah, he does. But he does. So here you go. Patrick Mahomes. How does he feel about throwing on the run right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I feel like I can still do a lot of things, but it's gonna. We'll see as we get closer and closer, and we'll see during the game. I mean, you can't fully do exactly what you're gonna be in those moments in the game, but all I can do is prepare myself the best way possible, and then when we get in the game, you hope adrenaline kind of takes over, and you can make those throws when you need to.
Hope adrenaline and the toradol shot takes over.
Uh-huh. What do you think? It's tough. I don't know. I
still like the Bengals.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Are they becoming too trendy?
Oh, well, this is, and I, you know what? The Bengals are actually turning into the public side.
Yeah.
The sharp side has been the Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
So, call me Mr. Square. But I like the Bengals to win the game.
Well, it's also hard. It's you don't know what he's going to look like until that first drive and even what happens later in the game when the shot wears off.
I'm making that comment right now. I mean, that's exactly right. This game is going to be in play. In play, in play. That's all you got to know.
Yeah. Talk to a bookmaker coming up, too. Are you throwing out the algorithm for the in play?
Mm.
If Chad Henne is 3-1 at one spot to get in the game. 3-1.
3-1.
Yep.
Mm.
But they're number one in points per game, number one in yards, number one in passing yards. And that bad taste in their mouth after what happened, blowing that lead, fiasco in the second half, the play before halftime to Hill, not kicking the field goal, the fumble in the red zone, ready to take the lead. It's all right there for them. But if Burrow can do this again, my God, and to go through this.
I've seen some people who I respect make the case for the Chiefs team total under in this game. They are, for the lowest scoring team of the weekend, the Chiefs are +250. An angle there where we just ran down all the numbers with this Bengals defense against elite quarterbacks. Could we see a 20-17 game?
I guess that's possible.
Yeah.
Especially, is Cincinnati going to run the ball in light of what they did against Buffalo and the success Mixon had? I don't know. That shouldn't happen and shouldn't work with these guys out, right? But one of the loudest places to play in the league. You would think that it doesn't go.
Well,
I'm concerned about Chase. That's a guy who scares me to death.
Oh, for sure.
The 220 game that he had earlier against him, and now Chase is a big play guy.
So if you're liking, and you really do, the under in this NFC game, for highest scoring team, would you not have to take a flyer on the Bengals or the Chiefs then? Right?
Yeah, no, I don't see where the points are coming from in the NFC.
Yeah, you really like that game to go under more so.
I also think it's going to be more established to run. Yeah, right. And plus, if San Francisco has success on the ground, he's going to stick with it. And Purdy's, they're not going to throw it 30 times.
No,
so.
Nope. Here's your pro tip of the hour. In an always expanding menu, make sure you know exactly what you are betting before you buy a ticket. That's the pro tip of the hour. And pro subscribers get those all at vsin.com. You're going to get about 20 every single day. Up next, former 49ers great Randy Cross is going to join the program. Again, the Eagles had 70 sacks on on defense this season, 15 more than the next team. Who wins the battle up front between these two on Sunday?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.